I remember our last show was at Barry Ballroom. It was like in 2005 or 6, I can't remember. And I had this feeling like, oh my God, maybe this is the last time as Ivy. And then really nothing really happened for 5 years. And when All Hours was finished, it was like, wow, we did it. It's incredible. Like, our little baby's done.
And us Ivy fans are just as happy that baby has finally arrived, bringing us new songs after a long wait. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Rita Houston. The trio Ivy has one of the best startup stories ever. Around the time Andy Chase and Paris import Dominique Durand were getting married, Andy had put an ad in the paper looking for a like-minded musician to start a band. He got one response from Adam Schlesinger, who you may recognize from Fountains of Wayne. But back in 94, Fountains of Wayne didn't even exist yet. So Adam and Andy hit it off. Obviously, Andy and Dominique hit it off, and for their wedding, they sang a duet. Even though she'd never sung before, Dominique was beyond good. After some convincing from her new husband and Schlesinger, Ivy was born, with the trio creating summery pop tunes offset by Durand's French accent and somewhat brooding lyrics. 4 albums later, the band took a break. It was going to be short, but kids were born and side projects took off. Now, happily, they've come back with a new album called All Hours. And during Ivy's return to FUV, host Claudia Marshall couldn't help but ask about the wait.
It's been, what, like 6 years, give or take, between records for you?
Usually not quite that long, but yeah, the last record was probably 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm hearing somewhat of a different sound on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sort of put into words for me what that is that's different?
New singer.
Older singer. Tired singer. No.
No, for those of you who are actually not paying that close attention, it is the same singer, Dominique Durand.
We kind of started out life as more of a guitar band, and but Andy and I actually both started life as keyboard players when we were kids, and on this record in particular, emphasized the keyboard stuff a little bit more and the guitar stuff a little bit less.
It's almost got a kind of a club feel to it at points, very, very dancey kind of a feel. It's very, very listenable.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
you don't
good.
Want the opposite.
No, really
unlistenable, yeah, okay. Says FUV. Turn it off.
No, we were bored with playing guitars, writing songs on a guitar. So going back to our roots as keyboard players and doing something was beat heavy.
Don't make me laugh. Don't make me groan. Don't make me wish that I was constantly alone. You got no cash, you've got no phone, and still you act as if this is your second home. And I can't keep wasting my time trying to read your mind. Is it all part of your design? A part of your design?
Loving the sound of that, very breezy, although a lot of these songs are, it sounds like a lot of heartbreak and anger and frustration in these characters.
We've always gravitated to music that has a little, the balance between the bittersweet and the happy. You know, if you have the contrast, the upbeat song with the dour, depressing lyrics, you know, Pet Shop Boys and a great band that always did, you know, had. If you're not paying attention to certain bands that just have great grooves, you know, you could get up and dance, and then you actually hear what they're talking about.
Right.
And it's depressing.
You get me working so hard. You get me down on my knees. You say you're falling apart. Look what you're doing to me. I'm fascinated.
That was Suspicious, Fascinated. Live music from Ivy, whose new album is called All Hours. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.